On Wednesday and Saturday nights at the Stained Glass Pub in Silver Spring, Maryland, regular folks have a few drinks and try to sing some of their favorite songs. Some people are pretty good at it. And others need a bit more work. An admitted lack of natural ability inspired Mark Smith, head of Purdue University's School of Electrical and Computer Engineering, to see if he could eliminate the need for voice lessons.
Before you begin any work, there's some little motivating factor that's hidden in the back of your mind. And for me, I think even as early as 1985, I always thought it would be nice if there was a computer that could make me a good singer. Personally, I would just love to have something like this. And so that kind of piqued my curiosity.
Pop music in the 1980s relied heavily on electronic synthesizers to create music and digitally mimic acoustic instruments. The instrument sounds were all copied from recordings and later manipulated by the synthesizer. A little computing power can affect the pitch, the duration of a note, and in some cases, its quality. Those are some of the features that Professor Smith wants to manipulate in human voices. And believe it or not, he says that changing a singer's pitch is not much of a problem. High-end recording studio software has been able to do much of this for a while now. Once upon a time, pop stars had to record another take if they were off-key. Now, with the touch of a button, the pitch of an artist's voice can be corrected, saving time and money, but also raising some ethical questions at the same time.
You keep hanging where you shouldn't be, and you keep thinking that you'll never
get. In the less artistic world of karaoke, companies like Taito of Japan are studying the possibility of fixing singers' voices in real time using MIDI sequencing. MIDI, which stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, allows the computer to recognize the notes of a digital piece of music. Combining that technology with Professor Smith's work could allow a computer to change the singer's voice to match the notes that people are supposed to hear.
I am ready, dude. I'm walking.
The Stained Glass Pub may never sound the same again, but Mark Smith isn't stopping there.
The ability to change the pitch, that's been around for many, many years. That in itself is not new. What is the unknown is how you address quality. I mean, we can't even define quality. We don't have words to really define quality. You can't put numbers that specify, I want the singer to be, you know, number 54320. We just have these kinds of subjective impressions of what sounds good and what doesn't sound good.
As you can hear, not only has the pitch of the singer improved, but vibrato has been added as well.
One of the things that's very interesting, and we're not there yet at all, but we're looking at this, is how do you change one person's voice to sound like another person's voice? How do I get a Broadway singer to sound like a classical singer? or an opera singer. So these are questions that are fascinating to us, and we're trying to understand that a little bit better.
There could be some commercial applications for digitally changing singing styles. A pop singer could release a country version of a successful pop album without ever stepping back into the studio. As far as the Stained Glass Pub is concerned, well, I might just try a few Garth Brooks tunes someday, or maybe not. For Coast to Coast, I'm David Clemens.
You've been traveling far without a home.